This is the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose, teaching influencers and bloggers how to become successful entrepreneurs. This is episode 136 of the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose. Today, we're going to dive into exactly what is a lead magnet. I know you guys hear that terminology often, and I really want to dive deep into what exactly it is and give you some specific examples based upon your niche so that you can have a better idea of what that should look like for your business. Now, before we dive in, I want to make sure that you hop over to the show notes so that you can grab the checklist that is going to go along with this. It's going to give you step-by-step of exactly what we're going to talk about in this episode, but to make sure that you can put together the best lead magnet for your audience. Because if you're not aware, you need to be growing your list. Now, the first place that I want to start is the importance of your list. It is the one thing that you own. I know a lot of us hear social media, you need to be getting on Pinterest, you got to be on Instagram, you got to do Facebook, you have to be all over the place. But the one thing that you own that you can download and take with you to go to a different software company if you wanted to is your list. So you have to be actively growing it. Now, when I talk about downloading it, taking it to a new software company, I'm talking about a software company like ConvertKit or MailChimp or Mad Mimi or Infusionsoft, whoever it is that you are working with and using in order to send out emails to your list. You have to have a software company like one of those that's going to let you send out an email to your list, letting them know about your latest podcast episode or your latest blog post or your latest recipe or DIY, whatever your content is, you're going to want that. It's going to help you to be able to get return visitors coming back to your site, creating that audience that is going to become that tribe and that community that we have so often talked about that you need to have if you're really truly going to make this into a business for yourself, wanting to create products or services. I know I have a lot of my membership site users that have been asking me about how do I develop a product? What should be a possible service for me? And if you're not talking to your audience and you're not hooked into them, actively growing that list, they're going to forget about you because the algorithms, the way that they are set up, they're not continuously seeing your content. Whether you're on Instagram or if you're on Facebook, we know this. And we also know that Pinterest traffic is great, but it's a one-time thing. The bounce rates are so high when they come through. They're looking for that recipe. They're looking for that home decor idea. They get to your site, and then once they find the information, they're gone unless you can give them a lead magnet. So what exactly is a lead magnet? A lead magnet is, in other words for it, could be a freebie or content upgrade. It's something that you're giving to them in exchange for their email list. And it's normally going to be something that they are probably looking to be able to print out. Now, there's varying different ideas, and it has changed across the industry and it's changed over time. Often we saw, probably I would say 2 to 3 years ago, the big push was food bloggers, DIY home decor bloggers, they gave ebooks as a freebie. Now, for some, this still works if that's what your audience is looking for. But ebooks have been done again and again, and unless it's value that you know that your audience is specifically asking for, it may not be the right thing. A lot of times we think about a ebook and we think this big piece of content that we now need to give them for free on top of all of the content that we're already giving them for free on our blogs. So instead of just staying within the parameters that we're so used to seeing everyone else in the industry do, think about possibly a lead magnet that could be a one page and could coordinate with the content that you have already created. So if you are doing a DIY project and you need specific supplies, Maybe it's just the supply list, especially if you're creating a bench or something that's going to need, maybe it has plans that go with it. So maybe the plans are something that you would give them in order to create that bench that you're wanting for them to be able to create on their own. It's something that they can normally print off and they're going to use it in order to help them move forward. So I gave you an example of a builder that might be looking to do a bench, but what about home decor? Maybe it's tips that maybe you're talking about your how to set up your pillows and make it look homey and comfy and whatever your style might be. There's got to be specific tips that you're talking about in the content. Instead of taking that blog post, you still want to obviously create the blog post because that's going to drive traffic to your site. But now what I might do, where I might have gone in depth on what I talked about in that blog post, now I'm just going to give them a checklist that goes along with it that summarizes or gets one sentence, one word even sometimes, that gets to the point of what I'm talking about. So they can refer to it rather than having to be able to go back to find that blog post or go somewhere else because they typed in and lost the pin that they came from. Now they have that printable right there in front of them. It gives them a checklist that maybe they're going to set up their pillows for summer and then they're going to set up their pillows for Christmas, whatever it might be. They have that checklist. And in order to get that checklist, they had to give you their email address so that now you can develop that relationship with them. They can become your tribe, your community. So when you're creating this lead magnet, a lot of times when I hear from people, what holds them up is the design of it. How do I create it? It sounds like you have to know how to use Photoshop or whatever it might be. The great thing that I have started using, because I will be honest, this was one of the toughest things for me. I'm not a design type of person. I struggled being able to create my pins and make sure they looked pretty. They were very basic when I first started creating my pins. I've obviously gotten better over time. But with a lead magnet, I felt like it needed to be designed perfectly. That's where the digital design market actually comes into play. You can go to the digital design market and pick out templates and just pop in your branding and your information and walk away with a lead magnet that is done. Now, when I created my personal lead magnet, my pitch cheat sheet, I paid a graphic designer $200 to create that design for me, that lead magnet that was, I want to say it was 5 to 6 pages, $200. So clearly creating a lead magnet of that was expensive to have to pay for one time for one lead magnet. Now, if you're looking to create multiple to possibly work with your content so it can be, maybe it's a content upgrade, which would be that checklist that I gave you an example of before with the pillows and the home decor niche. Now what you want to be able to do is create more that might go with another post. Maybe let's say, for example, you're going to do how to do your front porch. And you're again going to have tips and tricks that you're putting into that blog post. You want to create another freebie, another one page kind of checklist that they could be able to use. If you already have, you're then able to use a template to pop that information into you. This way, you're not paying $200 every single time. I would highly recommend, and if you go back to one of the recent episodes where I'm talking about how social media templates can really help with your productivity, getting more done with batching, that's where I really talked to and interviewed the founder of the digital design market, Tracy Gibson. If you go through there, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to batching and putting together multiple downloads or multiple images all at once. But the digital design market makes it really simple and easy to create that lead magnet. And you guys, as much as we want to think that our people are going to find us and they're always going to come to us just because they know our site, there's so many bloggers out there. There's so many influencers out there where if you're using your Instagram account, let's say for example, to create content for yourself, and that's how you're driving customers for maybe some of your possible products or services. You want to still have an opportunity to grow that list. And the only way to do that is with a solid lead magnet that's going to provide them with value. Like I talked about in the beginning of the episode, I want you to make sure that you hop over to the show notes to get the checklist that goes along with this episode. And if you guys really are paying attention, that right there is an opt-in. That is my lead magnet. It is a checklist that goes along with this episode and gives you the points so that when you're creating your own lead magnet, you know what you need to include. You want it to be something valuable. You want it to give information that they're going to be able to print out and take with them to wherever they may need to go, whether they need to run to the hardware store or they're going to Home Goods or they're going food shopping. So another one that I know food bloggers in particular will say to me, well, I don't really know exactly, you know, they're coming to me for recipes. Well, I want you to think about what types of recipes. What makes you, what sets you apart? What makes you different? Is it a vegan Mediterranean recipe that you could say, okay, here's a cheat sheet that goes along with this particular recipe of how you can make it more so that you're, it's not only vegan, but it's also Mediterranean. There are specific maybe items that you can put in your pantry that are going to go along with it. Start thinking about where you have niched yourself, because when you have niched yourself, you've given yourself an opportunity to provide your audience with content and value that's different than everyone else. You want to set yourself apart and make yourself different, whether it's in your story that you're creating when you're creating that recipe, or it's the actual recipe and the ingredients that you use. So I want to make sure that you guys hop over to the show notes so that you can get the checklist that goes along with this to make sure that you are creating your lead magnet. Now, obviously, I did talk about making sure that you have some type of software. As many of you have probably heard by now, I love ConvertKit personally. I feel that it's easy to create an opt-in and then connect it to ConvertKit so that they can give me their email address and then they get their download and go on their merry way. But I then have that email. I can tell where it came from. I can then send them emails based on new podcast episodes that come out. Or if I'm doing a promotion for my conference, like many of you have probably received recent emails about, we are in the process of announcing our speakers and letting people know about that. And in order to do that, I needed to have an email list. I needed a way to be able to contact the people that are listeners to then get other information. And you need to be thinking about it the same way for your business. If you think about launching a product or service, you have to have that audience, that list that's ready to purchase and looking for that content. So make sure you get a lead magnet so that you can grow that list. Look into an email service provider that would work well for you, and definitely check out the digital design market in order to create those templates and those lead magnets that are design pretty, but also valuable in the content that you're giving. You guys, I appreciate you all so much. I especially love seeing when you tag me on your Instagram stories. You can at Jenny_Melrose. I love seeing the screenshots of the podcast so I can then share it and give you a personal thank you as well when you do that. If you have an opportunity, please, I so appreciate it when you leave a review on iTunes. It just helps others to be able to find the podcast so that they can also continue to learn from the content that I am sharing. I appreciate you guys again so much, and I will talk to y'all soon.